The Psalms that we come to look at, the Psalm in particular, Psalm 23, is in the middle of three Psalms that speak to us of the shepherd. Psalm 22 speaks of Christ the Good Shepherd in his death. Psalm 23, we could say, speaks of Christ the Great Shepherd in his resurrection and the resurrection life, how he gives that life to his sheep. And then Psalm 24 speaks of Christ, the chief shepherd, in glory. There's a progression there. We must know Christ as the good shepherd in his death. We must come to Calvary before we can know anything of the truths contained in this psalm, particularly regarding Christ as the great shepherd of his flock. And we must know Christ in this life as shepherd of his flock before we can know Christ as the chief shepherd in glory. It's my prayer tonight that each one of us would have our hearts and our minds open as we listen to the word, that we would see where we stand in relation to this psalm. Do we know Christ as the chief shepherd, as the great shepherd, and as the good shepherd? Is he the great shepherd in our lives, directing us, guiding us day by day? If so, is he truly guiding our lives as the great shepherd as much as he should be? Are we following as his sheep? Or are we the stubborn sheep that wander off from the fold? David, as he wrote Psalm 23, must have looked back over his experience when he was a young lad. And he used to shepherd the sheep. And in Palestine, things haven't changed much today, thousands of years later. You know, shepherding the sheep is a full-time job. It's something that lasts all day and all night. It's not 9 to 5 and you go home. With the sheep, you must watch over the sheep by day and by night. And often at night, it would be usual when they set up maybe a makeshift fold for the shepherd to sleep as the door to that fold, to sleep in the entrance there. It's a full-time thing, and I'm sure David thought back over all his experiences, and he brings them out in this psalm. This psalm begins with a title of God, Jehovah Rohi. It's interesting to see that you have some of the names of God on your windows, for it's these names, or certainly some of them, that we want to look at tonight. The name Jehovah Rohi means the Lord is my shepherd, or Jehovah my shepherd. And this title is expounded then through the rest of the psalm. So the psalm is an exposition of this thought, the Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Rohi. And experimentally contained in this psalm are 7 other titles, 7 titles of God. We want to look at how they're experimentally contained. They're not here in the words, but they're described. And we'll see the description of them. 7 in Scripture is the number of perfection. And we see in this psalm the perfection of the attributes of Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, working out towards his children. And I want us to see here tonight, the perfection of the great shepherd. The perfection of the great shepherd. As I say, we're going to look at it under 7 titles of Jehovah. In these names, there is a progressive revelation through the psalm of Jehovah Rohi, meeting every need of our experience if we're in the flock of Christ. First of all, then, read the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Here we see the first wonderful name, Jehovah Jireh. I shall not want. Jehovah Jireh means Jehovah will provide. You have it written there, the Lord will provide. It's always good in Scripture to look at the first occurrence of anything, different names, different words. And the first occurrence of a thing gives us the plan of how it will be used throughout the remainder of Scripture. Jehovah Jireh was first used by Abraham. And I'm sure we know the story. Abraham was promised of God a son in his old age. God gave Abraham the son, Isaac. Then God asked of Abraham what we might consider a very strange thing. That Abraham would take his only son, Isaac, take him up upon the Mount of God, and there sacrifice him to God on the altar. We wonder perhaps what thoughts Abraham had as he left his servants and went up to sacrifice Isaac. But we know this, that he had faith, for he said to his servants that we, that is he and the lad, would both return unto them. Yet when he gets up onto the mount, as they're going, Isaac says, where is the lamb? Abraham says, the Lord will provide himself a lamb. We know the story. Abraham came to the point of laying his only son, Isaac, on the altar and lifting the dagger, and we know he was going to plunge it in. God testifies in his word in Hebrews, by faith Abraham sacrificed, he spared not his own son. He sacrificed Isaac, it was in his heart to slay his son, trusting even that God could raise him again from the dead. Yet the angel shouted out, and he did not slay his son, for God provided a lamb. You see, this describes the use of Jehovah Jireh, what God provides above all, the redemption lamb, the paschal lamb. He provides a lamb for the sacrifice. Here, we read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And this is the primary reason that we shall not want for anything. The Lord has provided a lamb. You see, the great shepherd is fitted for that work because he first became the lamb. And it points to Christ Jesus. In Romans 8, in verse 32, I won't take the time to wait, make a note if you write notes of the references, and then just listen. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? See, I shall not want, for Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, has died. And sacrificed himself on the cross. He was lifted up there on Calvary. Then in Philippians 4 and verse 19, sure, another well-known verse, we know it says, but God, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You see, this is Jehovah Jireh. This is why we shall not want. God has supplied all our needs in Christ Jesus, and with him shall he not freely give us all things. Let's move on quickly to the second title. Read the second verse with me. The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. What a wonderful picture there is here of Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah sent peace. The Lord is our peace. This is a further explanation of the work of the shepherd, that he will provide and he will send peace. The origin of this title comes from the time when Gideon was being called of the Lord to deliver the Israelites from the Midianites. Gideon was just a humble worker, and he was out gathering in some wheat, what little had been spared from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon. And when Gideon finally realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he feared. He feared that he would die because he had seen Jesus Christ, the angel of the Lord, face to face. But yet, he was promised peace. He was met by the angel of the Lord to tell him that he was to be a great deliverer and to bring peace to the Israelites. See, the origin here is that in meeting with Christ, Gideon found peace. And it is tonight, a brother, sister, only as we meet with Christ that we can know true peace. I wonder tonight how many of us have met with Christ this day. I hope that everyone here has. And I am sure that every believer has known something of the presence of Christ here today. But have we met with Christ? Is there anyone here tonight who has never come to Christ? Perhaps there's one and you've heard the message of the gospel many times. You've heard that you're a sinner and that you need to come to Christ for forgiveness and for salvation. For God will and must necessarily judge and punish sin. But yet he is provided in the great shepherd a sacrifice for sin, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it is in meeting with Christ that we can find peace and forgiveness for our sin. Believer, here tonight, if you have met with Christ, if you are trusting him alone for forgiveness, know that you are right with God and have peace and joy in your life. Do not take anxious thought what a day may bring forth, but trust in Christ and you will know practically peace in your life. What wonderful words are found here in this description in verse 2. He maketh me to lie down. The word maketh there, he causeth me. You see, we need to be made to lie down in green pastures. For our sinful hearts so easily wander off. And so much we fret and how little we trust and rely upon God and have peace. But he maketh me to lie down. To lie down is to rest. He maketh me to rest in green pastures. In the pastures of tender grass. He leadeth me, that is, he causeth me to rest beside the still waters, or the waters of rest. Philippians 4 again has that wonderful verse that speaks of peace. Verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Are you troubled here tonight? Do you know in your heart the burden of sin? Or perhaps it's some other troubling care. Bring it to the Good Shepherd, to the Great Shepherd of the sheep, and know peace. Then in verse 3, he restoreth my soul. And here we have Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah that healeth thee, the Lord that healeth thee. He restoreth my soul. See, Christ alone has the remedy for the sin of mankind. Christ alone can heal mankind. The origin of this name was in Exodus 15. And the Israelites had just been delivered from Egypt and brought through the Red Sea in a mighty deliverance. And they sung the great victory song of Moses as the waters had closed back over the Egyptians that pursued them. Then they went on their march. You can imagine it. The first day they're marching with joy. The deliverance of the Lord. Probably sometime during the second day they began to get a bit thirsty. The sun beat down and they were, after all, in the wilderness. They had no water. They'd left in a hurry. By the end of the third day, they were miserable, dejected and angry. And they then wished they were back in Egypt, already just 3 days after the great deliverance. Then there were waters found at Marah, the waters that mocked their thirst. For they came to waters, and imagine the joy as they saw the water there. And then they were but bitter waters. You see, the Lord was testing the people. And as he describes and explains his testing of the people, he says, "For I, speaking of the waters, am Jehovah Rophika, that healeth thee." You see, he told Moses of a certain tree, and they went and got the tree and cast the tree into the waters, and the bitter waters were made sweet. And it's a wonderful picture of the cross work of Jesus Christ. That the wooden cross of Jesus Christ makes the bitter sweet. Jehovah Rophika, the one that heals us. The hospitals, asylums and institutions that are kept up at great cost all over our land testify to the sickness and tragedy in this world. But there is a need even greater than the physical need of healing. That is the world's need of spiritual healing. For surely the ravages of sin upon this world are even more grim and obvious. We see it on every side round about, and the world needs Jehovah Rophika. He restoreth my soul. Have you come to Christ to know your soul restored? If you are walking in the same way in which you were born and have never come on your knees in repentance to Christ, if you do not know the love of Christ in your heart, if you do not know him as your good shepherd, I fear for you. And I pray tonight that you would examine your hearts and come to God. For he is the good shepherd. He is the one that heals. Then let's move on. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Here, of course, we have in picture Jehovah Tsidkenu. Jehovah, our righteousness. Whenever there's seven of something in Scripture, the central one always stands out. It always has a central importance. And here, this is the central one, Jehovah, our righteousness. And why is the Lord our shepherd? Why do we see him as the sacrificial lamb, Jehovah that provides, Jehovah Jireh? How do we know peace with God? What is it to have healing? We see it here. Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah our righteousness. We are wicked by nature, by birth. You know, the people of the world have spoken to me, and one spoke to me fairly recently, and looked at my little son and said, "How can you say that he's a sinner?" Yet if you really know a little child, I'm sure any parent will see and know that from a very early age, the child is a sinner. You see, you don't have to teach your child to sin. We are all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We need forgiveness. We need to be right with Christ, with God. We need righteousness. And you see, Isaiah says in chapter 64, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. You see, the very best things that we try to do are but as filthy rags in the sight of God. There is no goodness in us, but there is righteousness in Christ Jesus. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He leadeth, He will guide our conduct. He will guide us in righteous paths, in Christ, even for His own name's sake. Now our time is gone. Perhaps you can consider further the rest of the psalm on your own, maybe even tonight. Verse 4 is a wonderful picture of Jehovah Shema. Jehovah is there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. What a great picture. This is the great shepherd. This is the shepherd we have, the one who loves us. That it does not matter what we face. Through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because He is with us. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. If we come to Christ for forgiveness and trust in Him, He comes to live and dwell by His Spirit in our hearts. And we will fear no evil. Jehovah is there wherever we may go. Then in verse 5 you may see Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah my banner, as He prepares the victory feast before us, even in the presence of our enemies. And then, the oil that is poured out upon our head pictures Jehovah Mekadeshkem, Jehovah that doth sanctify you. And this is the progression. That is, we come through from Jehovah Jireh, who provided the lamb, through Jehovah Tsidkenu, who provides our righteousness. We come and must come as believers, each one, to Jehovah Mekadeshkem, Jehovah that doth sanctify you. You see, it is necessary, if we are walking with Christ, that we will be made more like Him. If we are the children of God, we will be made more holy. We will find a cleansing, a purification, sanctification. We will be sanctified, that is, to be made more holy, to be made like Christ. In conclusion, let us just read the last verse and think of that briefly. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. This is what it means. Look at the words, the names of God on the windows round about. And these all are some aspect of God being our shepherd, the one who guides and keeps us and loves us. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless His word to us.